I'm Tavi Nasir, and this is Leadership Biz Cafe, a podcast that provides insights and tools to help leaders take on the challenges and opportunities found in leading today's workplaces. Leadership Biz Cafe is brought to you by Tavi Nasir Leadership, our leadership firm that offers keynotes and corporate trainings in both in-person and virtual settings that will help you to improve the way you lead and guide your organization's growth and future successes. To find out how we can help you today with your leadership challenges and discover your untapped opportunities, visit our website at tavidesir.com. And with that, let's dive into a brand new edition of Leadership Espresso Shot. With the arrival of the summer period, many of us, including myself, are looking forward to taking a break from work and going off on vacation for some much-needed rest and relaxation. In light of the numerous reports about rising levels of employee stress and anxiety, it becomes even more critical for leaders to encourage their employees to use their vacation days, not only because it is part of their remuneration for the work they do, but also to ensure their employees can continue to contribute in a meaningful and healthy fashion to the organization's goals and objectives. Unfortunately, as many of us know from our inboxes and calendars, our ability to take any time off work these days can feel quite daunting, ironically for the very reasons why we need to take these extended breaks from our workday routines. Namely, not only because we're facing increasing demands for our time and energy, but thanks to many organizations employing a hybrid approach to their office hours, there's a greater blurring of the lines between when we're on and off work. Of course, while it's important that leaders strongly encourage their employees to take time off work for a vacation break, it's equally important that leaders themselves take time to unplug from work, and not just so they can model for their employees how it's worth going on vacation. So as I get ready to go on vacation myself, I'd like to share three powerful benefits you get from going on vacation that will make you a better leader. The first powerful benefit you get from going on vacation is that taking extended breaks from work gives you the opportunity for reflection and review. Through my work giving keynotes and corporate training workshops, I've had many conversations with leaders in a wide range of industries, and it's not surprising to hear how the one thing they share in common is wishing they could dedicate more of their time for big picture thinking, of putting their energies and focus on examining the realities and challenges their organization currently faces, and what opportunities this might present going forward. Unfortunately, many of the leaders I've spoken with admit they're operating more from a reactive standpoint than a more reflective one, and this has many of them feeling like having time to ponder the long view is more a luxury for when times are calmer and more predictable. And yet the reality of leadership today is that leaders need to provide context for what their employees' efforts today will create for tomorrow. That to keep their employees engaged and invested in what they contribute today requires an understanding of what this will lead them towards over the long run. And this is where taking vacation time becomes so critical to your ability to succeed at leadership. It provides you with that distraction-free environment to reflect and review on what you have done so far, what you need to do next, and what will be required of you going forward. The second powerful benefit you get from going on vacation is that it fuels your creativity muscles by allowing you to pursue your other interests. While your vacation time can give you the opportunity to reflect and review on what you've helped your organization achieve over the past few months, this shouldn't be the sole focus or thing you do while on vacation. This is in large part what's behind the ongoing fight over hybrid or remote work. People want the autonomy to decide when and where they work because the pandemic made us all appreciate that our work shouldn't define our lives or who we are. That's why you need to make sure you use your vacation breaks to pursue your other interests so you can rejuvenate your mind and body, allowing you to return to work reinvigorated to lead your team and organization. After all, one of the things we all enjoy about taking vacations is having the opportunity to pursue our other interests, those things that not only give us a sense of joy, but which can also flex and strengthen our creativity and sense of awe. When we're on vacation, we're in a mental frame of mind where we're open to trying out new experiences, to taste new foods, and to explore new environments. Each of these activities encourages our brain to build new cognitive pathways using a neurological mechanism called global processing, a process that often leads to those aha moments that precede unique discoveries or innovations. That's why so many of us return from vacation with a renewed sense of purpose and action. We've given ourselves that much-needed time away to better understand how we can help our employees to become more responsive and adaptive to the changing needs and realities of our industry. And finally, the third powerful benefit you get from going on vacation is that it allows you to create opportunities for your employees to grow. When I speak about leadership, I often point out to those in attendance how successful leadership involves creating an environment where people feel like what they do matters, that they're creating a sense of value and purpose not only for those your organization serves, but for themselves as well. Of course, we have to pair this understanding with the reality that none of us, even those in charge, are indispensable. In fact, one of the hallmarks of a successful leader is how they empower those under their care to learn and grow so that they rely less and less on those they follow to achieve the goals set out before them. And this illustrates another benefit that comes from taking vacation breaks. It creates opportunities for your employees to challenge their assumptions of what they're capable of, and in the process, stretch their core competencies in order to become more valued contributors to their organization. By taking vacation breaks, you create these opportunities to delegate more than just the tasks you don't want to do. Instead, you end up delegating meaningful work that will encourage your employees to appreciate the value they can bring to your organization. This also allows you to better understand what areas and opportunities you can provide to your employees to encourage them to evolve and grow within your organization. The simple truth is that regardless of what economic conditions we face, demand for your time, attention, and resources will continue to grow, especially as AI takes over more of the rote tasks we all do and focuses the work your employees will be expected to do into the realm of more high-level, critical, and creative thinking. So if you want to make sure you're doing right by your employees and your organization, that you're providing the best conditions and best decisions to navigate your organization through these uncertain waters, you need to recognize the importance vacation breaks has in giving you that much-needed time to rest and rejuvenate so as to alleviate any stress or anxiety you might have, to reflect on what you need to accomplish next to achieve your shared purpose, to help you tap into your creative side by allowing you to explore your other interests and remind you of the life you have outside of work, and to give your employees opportunities to stretch and grow so that in time they will move on, taking the lessons and skills they've learned under your leadership to help them continue to develop and evolve into a stronger contributor and the best version of who they can be. By making efforts to take vacation breaks from work, you can ensure that you're providing through your leadership the kind of environment and conditions your employees require and will demand from you for them to be able to succeed and thrive in the months and years ahead. So I hope this has you appreciating the importance of taking a real break from work in the form of a vacation, and that you not only take this to heart for yourself, but that you also encourage your employees to do the same. And if you'd like to hear more of my insights on how we can address some of the current challenges facing organizations today and what leaders can do about it, I'd like to invite you to reach out to contact me so we can discuss an opportunity for me to speak at an upcoming event for your organization. To get things started, just fill out the contact form on my website at tavernasir.com. And while you're there, you can also check out my speaking pages to learn more about the topics I could discuss, as well as what past attendees have had to say about attending one of my keynotes or workshops. And if you're enjoying my podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you could take a moment here to rate and review my podcast on whatever podcast app you listen to my show on. I'm Tavernasir, and you've been listening to Leadership Biz Cafe.